I'm a human. And as a human, I eat. I got fucking Maslow's hierarchy of needs going on.
Me too, man. I hate having to get stuff and put shelter over my head. All that stuff requires resources, and resources are hard to come by.
Yeah, man. That's why we have set up a Patreon. So if you enjoy the show and you want to help us stay clothed and clean or whatever the fuck it is humans are supposed to be.
Well, half of those.
Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Anyway, Hollywood, hit us up. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Efficiency.
Something we're very concerned with here at We Have Concerns.
God. Probably our top concern.
Yes.
How efficient are we right now?
Let's improve it.
Am I being the most efficient I can be?
Maximum efficiency.
Maximum efficiency. When I'm laying on the couch.
Yes.
For 3 hours a day.
That is
watching,
efficient.
Watching Hulu. Am I watching the best shows in the best way? Am
I ordering? I stress about all the time.
The best takeout?
Could I be watching a different show or eating different food?
Is there a way I could perhaps be watching this show and scrolling through Twitter on multiple devices?
I think there is, and I think you can find it, and I think we should do it.
For efficiency.
Efficiency.
We don't give a shit about efficiency, but here's something that's kind of cool. UPS drivers.
Oh. If there's one thing I think about UPS drivers, it's efficiency.
I think cool and efficiency.
Yeah.
I think cool and efficient.
Yes.
Yeah. But here's something that's kind of cool and efficient about UPS that you might think is inefficient. UPS drivers don't turn left.
What, just like on principle?
Yeah. Because of superstition. All UPS right. drivers are raised, as we all know, in the forest. There are mm-hmm. forest people.
Yeah. And forest people are superstitious
they
people.
Are they are superstitious and cowardly lot, forest people. And, yeah. But they have a beautiful culture.
We would never disparage it.
No. And one of the things that they're taught in their beautiful primitive culture.
Yes.
Is that turning left is ghosts.
That's why they're all dressed in brown, because they live in the forest.
They live in the forest and they hide among the reeds.
Yes.
And the branches.
Woodland creatures.
Yeah. And here's what's cool. If you place a pair of Oakleys just to their right outside of a clearing, they'll come take it. Just really slowly.
Yeah.
They'll skitter forward.
You can't move too fast.
No. Neither can they. And they just skitter forward and they grab the Oakleys.
Yeah.
And they put them upside down on their little heads.
Oh, man.
And then they skitter back in, but you can get such good photos.
But if you put the Oakleys to their left,
they won't take them.
They will never take them.
They won't take them.
They'll never go left.
No, they won't do it.
It's ghosts.
Because I think probably what happened is some UPS driver long ago took a left when everybody else went right and was probably killed by a bear or something. And so that's how this folk tale got started, you know? This is how folklore spreads. No, UPS drivers don't turn left, Jeff, because it's more efficient to never turn left, if you can believe it.
More efficient to never turn left.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe because, you know, three rights to make a left, right?
That's what they say. Three rights make a left.
So if
three wrongs make a good.
So that feels like more.
Seven moral quandaries equal ethical strength.
How is three compared to one more efficient?
Well, here's what they found, Jeff. They used a computers.
What? UPS does?
Yeah, this is something sort of like the episode that we talked about many moons ago, where somebody created the most efficient pub crawl
right.
to hit all of the pubs in England.
But there were left turns in that motherfucker.
There were left turns in that motherfucker. But there were, it was the most efficient route, right?
Okay.
So here's what UPS did. They were crunching numbers.
Room at UPS where numbers are crunched.
Numbers are crunched. If you picture just like a lot of reel-to-reel computers, like punch cards, like it's hot shit.
Hey, why was my package all crunched? Well, there were numbers on it.
There it is.
That's what we do. See, that's a problem. Sometimes package gets crunched.
And it went that way.
Yeah.
No, here's what's up. Sure, it would seem that making a left turn to get directly where you need to be, you're heading down the street and it says, hey man, you got to deliver a package to the left. So you just turn left, right?
Yeah.
No, here's what's up. Here's what they found. The amount of time that UPS drivers spend in these giant trucks and vans waiting in traffic for a clear left turn.
Yeah.
Actually burns more fuel and uses more time than just
doing
going
three rights.
Than doing three rights. Now, keep in mind, if you're listening, from some fucking backwards ass nation where right. you guys drive on the left side, then UPS drivers don't turn right. What they don't do is they don't turn across traffic.
Uh-huh.
Since they have decided not to take left turns, they have saved 10 million gallons of fuel a year, 20,000 tons less carbon dioxide has been put into the atmosphere, and they deliver 350,000 more packages every year.
What?
They cut their number of trucks by 1,100, and they brought down the company's total distance traveled by 28.5 million miles, despite each truck taking a longer route. Overall,
that's crazy.
They have saved. This
How is that possible?
How is it possible? This is one of those things where our brains just can't put together how much more efficient something can be as a distributed whole
right.
than it is on a personal level. If you're a UPS driver sitting in this truck,
yeah.
I can only imagine that being told not to turn left is driving you nuts.
How did they know these dudes aren't turning left? How do you know there's not some rogue UPS guy who's like, fuck it.
Before every UPS driver is allowed to leave the forest,
yeah.
they're injected with a chip.
Oh, that does make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That does make sense. So how come I can't track my packages exactly? Because they're tracking every human.
They're tracking the human, not right. the package. They just out for delivery. That's yes. what they know.
That's all they know.
That's all they know.
No left turns,
we gave
though.
We gave it to a guy with a chip.
Don't
and
worry.
It's out there.
No left turns, though.
You'll get it or not. This is kind of crazy to me. It's crazy.
It's insane. It makes me think, should we all not be doing left turns?
That's what I thought, but that can't be true, right?
Well, it's how could it not be true?
Because here's what I'm thinking.
There's no magic UPS route that's different than the route people humans take.
No, it's not different than a route people humans take, but remember, these are forest humans.
Ah,
it's
not
different
people
humans. No.
Damn it.
But also, these are giant trucks, right?
Right. So what you're saying is
they probably
I need a bigger
wait,
car.
Yeah.
And then I'll never turn left.
Uh-huh.
And I'm more efficient.
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm saying.
We need, the larger the car.
The larger the car, the more efficient.
And the fewer turns.
Yeah.
Just barrel on straight until you get there.
The
in
bigger
big ass car.
The bigger and slower
uh-huh.
and more fuel guzzling a car is.
Yeah.
And the longer and more circuitous the route.
It actually saves gas.
Hey, you're welcome. We solved it, everybody.
Thanks, UPS.
No, but what I'm thinking is these trucks are so huge that they're waiting longer to turn left.
Right. Their metrics are different than ours.
Yeah, because they've got to wait for a bigger clearing in traffic.
Right.
They've got to be more careful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
if
I don't have
one thing
to be
that
careful.
Forest people likes, it's big clearings.
I am never careful.
You're never careful.
I just zip right out.
That's true.
Zip.
I still don't want to turn left anymore.
I think it would save me a lot of time, though, because I actually am very, very conservative with my left turns. In L.A., there are a lot of times where, like, L.A. is just built this way.
Oh, there's no protected lefts, baby.
There are no protected lefts.
Yeah.
And the lefts, they're
that's
always
what the
across
yellow light. Is for. Yellow light is left turn time.
It's
two cars per yellow, baby.
Waze will have me go up to a stop sign. Right?
Yes.
And it'll be like, just cross this stop sign, this four-way.
Yeah, just cross
Melrose. But I'm on a two-lane road.
Yeah.
And the stop sign is at the edge of a six-lane highway.
Oh, I know.
And they're like, turn
times.
Left.
Why, Waze? Why?
What?
Yeah, why are you doing this to me? Why do you hate me? Oh, wait, I made it. Don't you notice that you always make it?
Sure, but it takes...
Waze knows.
It takes me a long time.
You bring up Waze, and that makes me wonder why... If Waze... His entire jam is efficiency.
Right.
Why doesn't Waze not make me turn left?
So Waze versus Google Maps, the whole point is Waze is supposed to know based on all the other Wazers, all
right.
the other users, where the biggest congested amounts of traffic are, and it's supposed to give you like these little circuitous side routes.
But if UPS is crunching all them numbers, I feel like Google and Waze are crunching them numbers. Why aren't their numbers crunched in the same way? Why wouldn't Waze tell me never turn left because we'll get you there 2 minutes faster?
I don't know if they've... Maybe UPS is the first entity to look at something this way.
Nobody thought about the lefts.
Nobody thought about eliminating lefts because we all thought to ourselves, dude, why would I make three rights? That'll take me forever.
It was there the whole time, just slightly to the left.
Back no one and saw to the left.
It. No one saw
back
it.
Back and to the left. There,
it was.
It couldn't have been Oswald.
But it must have been.
JFK, everybody. An Oliver Stone film.
Kids, ask your parents. What do we do with this information? We just are happy that UPS is on the case. I feel like you're saying that I can't apply this to my real life unless I have a big ass truck.
I feel like what I'm saying now is I'd like a secondary set of data made of people who are trying this as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, now we know it works for these giant industrial trucks.
Right.
Could this work if we did apply it? Like, what would happen?
Why isn't there an app doing this? Why isn't Waze doing this? Why isn't Waze taking all that data and going, give me more granular instruction. Don't change lanes now.
Do you want to know what I think?
Tell me what you think.
Do you want to know what I actually think? Because I think if Waze ever made me take three rights, I would literally think that the app was confused and I would shut it. You know what I mean?
You're saying our natural intuition is fucking with us.
I think it might be.
Interesting.
I think it might be. Because there have been times where I've noticed Google Maps or Waze, because Google now uses Waze data as well. They're integrating it slowly. I've noticed that sometimes it makes me do like weird U-turns or like weird, like go around the block. And I'm just like, this is broken. This is confused. This is bullshit. And then I'll open up Waze. But what if it's not? What if it's trying these things out on us?
Wow.
What if it's not busted? What if we're busted?
What if we're the parcel?
We've we were the forest people all along.
We've been the forest people the very whole time.
The village itself is in the modern world.
What?
About it.
I have been. That's insane.
Think about how they keep giving him money to make movies.
They're good movies. You haven't seen Split yet. It's really good.
No, I'll tell you. We don't need to get into this. We don't need to get into this. I know exactly what I'm going to like about Split.
Okay.
And right. It's the thing that they should have. They didn't want to ruin, but they should have put in the commercial. Yeah. And so I wonder, there are these things. We're always looking for the shortcut, right? And we're always looking for the thing that feels the most like the shortcut to us. Anything right. that feels like more work, anything that feels like a little more effort.
It's stupid feelings get in the way again.
Yeah.
Efficiency and feelings are mortal enemies. And feelings always wins in humans. But in machines, efficiency. That's why our salvation is going to be self-driving cars. There'll be no left turns ever with self-driving cars.
Oh, or there will be. But my God, can you imagine just how tightly those turns are going to happen?
It'll be like interlocking fingers.
Yeah.
It'll be like open them up and here's all the steeple. All that. It's going to just fit together like a perfect synergy.
Yeah. Well, that's what they say. There was another study that was done recently about getting onto interstate on-ramps, right?
Right.
Getting onto interstate on-ramps and the traffic congestion that's caused, especially in rush hour. And the thing that we don't do that seems like completely counterintuitive is everybody should be letting one person in.
Right.
You do if you do a zipper.
Interlock.
If you do a zipper motion,
exactly.
It actually moves faster for everyone.
But you know what gets in the way, Anthony? Feelings.
I feel like, why should I be the person to let someone in?
Exactly. And fuck that guy.
I'm being kept from getting where I need to go.
By that guy. By fuck that guy.
By that guy. By this guy. By all these guys.
Why are these guys in my way?
What are all these guys about?
I'm not going to zipper with that guy.
No. I barely know that guy.
I don't want to zipper with any guys.
I just looked up what zipper is on Urban Dictionary.
I shouldn't have done that.
I don't know who this gentleman is.
I mean, I might want to zipper at some point,
but not right now. Certainly not when I'm trying to get home from work.
No.
That's not where my head's at.
Because then my wife will wonder why I've been not home and I can't explain to her that I've been zippering.
Just hit me up later. After all this stress is behind us.
So stressful. Let's just zipper it out.
Let's just zipper it out, everybody. Hey, everyone. Zipper it out. Yeah. It's crazy. And what's the most counterintuitive thing about all of this is the fact that every truck goes on a longer, more circuitous route.
That's
why they need 1,100. But they need 1,100 less trucks, fewer trucks now.
Wow!
Because those trucks are going through their standard route so much faster by not turning left. Like, it's math that can't possibly work.
Anthony, what happens when FedEx gets a whiff of this?
Oh, this goes all the way to the top.
Oh my God! First FedEx, then United States Postal Service.
Well, probably never.
Probably never them.
Probably never
They don't
them.
Care about efficiency.
No, God, no. God, no. God bless my mailman, but no. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I had a substitute mailman the other day.
Do they do that?
Yeah, like if a mailman takes a vacation or takes a day off.
Right.
They send another mailman
it's
to
like,
do the route.
The runner-up for the Miss America pageant.
Yeah, like a junior mailman.
If you're not able to fulfill your duties will be fulfilled for you by
the
runner-up mailman.
Or just one employee covering for another, however you want to look at it.
Oh, okay.
but substitute mailman.
Uh-huh.
We have like a little decorative. My wife is a wonderful human that I love more than anyone in the world.
Mm.
She watches a lot of that HGTV, and so she thinks that wood garbage is decoration.
Right.
So like maybe it's a crate, maybe it's a pallet, but it could be a whimsical garden. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
One person's trash is now your trash. Take it home. That's what HGTV is about.
Yeah.
And so we have like little wooden crates on our front porch. Maybe you've seen them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought maybe you didn't empty your garbage.
Yeah, one's full of dirt. I guess that's our garden.
Yeah.
And then the other is empty for no reason.
Can I tell you? It's lovely.
Thank you. You could tell me it's lovely, but I don't think you believe it.
I don't.
So even though we live in a unit, like we live in a duplex, right? So there are like two units. And so we have like a lockbox mailbox.
Right.
Like it's an official fucking lockbox mailbox, right?
Right.
Substitute mailman just saw like wood garbage and threw all our mail into it in the middle of a storm.
In his defense, it does look like a mailbox broke and landed there.
He was just like, fuck it. That's a place that'll hold a thing. And he just threw all of our paper mail into this open wood garbage in the middle of a storm.
He said, that's really sad that somebody broke their mailbox.
I just came home to like a pile of soggy papers in my wood garbage. And I was like, fuck this wood garbage.
Who put soggy papers in my wood garbage?
That's not
who put wood garbage in my soggy papers.
What I'm saying is, post office, not doing a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
Are you going to try to only take right turns now? Because I might.
I tell you what I'm definitely doing. I'm watching with an eagle eye every UPS truck I see.
Yeah.
I want to see one do a left turn and be like, aha!
So they say that. Only 10% of the turns they make are left turns.
Oh, very convenient. Now it's 10%.
Only
so 10%. Whenever I happen to see it.
They only take a left when they absolutely have to.
Oh, so do I, Anthony.
To save a life.
So do I when I absolutely have to.
Only when they have to.
Get to that Taco Bell.
Only when they have to. When a kitten is dying.
Uh-huh.
They will take a left.
When
an orphanage is on fire,
right.
They will take a left.
To deliver my Amazon Prime on time.
They will take three rights. And this is the secret of UPS. What do you guys think about this? How often have you seen a UPS truck?
Are you watching that brown?
Watch
that brown.
What does that mean?
To you.
Let us know on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, have you checked out the We Have Concerns shop?
Oh, it's a shop where you can buy things.
Yeah,
did you know
yeah.
that's what they do at shops? Sell you things?
What do you think they sell at the We Have Concern shop? Our souls.
Well, yes. I mean, we sell our souls very cheaply, sadly.
Yeah. In the form of t-shirts and mugs and hats.
Just teeny bits of our soul in every object.
Every single bit. A single drop of my blood goes on each product.
Yeah, that's not intentional. That's just because it hurts to package them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have delicate fingers, and I've never done a day of work in my life. Help me continue to never do work by buying merchandise at wehaveconcerns.com/shop.